give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, what a wonderful, wonderful way to close out the Wednesday night services for 2022. Just a wonderful crowd, wonderful spirit, and God met with us, had a delightful study of the Word, and wonderful singing the songs of God together, and we're ready to close out the year, and we'll do that this Saturday, close it out, and then Sunday will be January 1, 2023. If the Lord tarries his coming, we'll gather at 10:30 for our morning service and 5 o'clock for the evening service, and we'll get 2023 underway. We'll be revealing our theme for 2023 on the Lord's Day come Sunday evening and giving out our church calendars, and it will be a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day. And listen, I want to share something with you now about a psalm of life, and that is Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Let me read a few verses for you. I don't know if I read it all, but I'll start reading some. Here, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Well, just a tremendous psalm. There's 16 total verses in it. And I want to share some thoughts with you today about this. Moses penned this psalm, by the way, both 90 and 91, as they were wandering through the wilderness. Just years, and watching people die, waiting for all those who wouldn't go into the promised land to die off. And Moses penned these psalms. Psalm 91 is a psalm of life. Life is all up. That's really what it's all about for the Christian. Life doesn't begin at 40, my friend. Life begins when you're born again. Life begins when you meet the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so when you meet Jesus is when life really begins. Now, there's several things here about life. Number one is the presence of God. Verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh my, who is he? He's anyone. Anyone. Anyone can dwell in the secret place, educated, uneducated, rich, poor, young, old, male, female. God's no respecter of persons. All of us have equal access to God. Moses, as they would journey through the wilderness, would have the tabernacle. And he, his tent was always near the tabernacle. Why? That's where God's presence was. And he wanted to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. And the secret is not to visit there. It's to dwell there. It's to abide there, the secret place that he knows. And we share the secrets of our heart. And we learn the secrets of his heart. That's where God reveals his mind to us. Psalm 103 and verse number 7. The Bible says, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. He made known his ways unto Moses. Where? In the secret place. God longs for us to know him. And to be with him. Where do we do that? In the secret place. If we don't know him, if we don't understand God, is that his fault? Isn't it wonderful? Can I testify it's wonderful to go through the day under the shadow of the Almighty? The shadow of the Lord's presence? To be nearness? You have to be near someone to be in their shadow. And I want to abide under that shadow. And you only get that if you'll dwell in the secret place. It's not how far out can I be out and still be in. It's how close can I be to God. I want to dwell in the secret place. Moses is safe. Moses is safe. He's close to God. the secret place. Do you have a place to meet God? Do you have a place? The Bible says Jesus, rising up a great while before day, departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Do you have one of those there places where you meet with God? There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, listen, don't settle on serving God without the presence of God. Don't settle on teaching your Sunday school class without the presence of God. Don't settle on singing in the choir or singing specials without the presence of God. Oh, don't try to usher without the presence of God. Oh, my friend, don't settle trying to be a husband or a wife or a mother or a father without the presence of God. You need the presence of God in our life. Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us. Number two, notice the power of His Word. That's verses 4 through 8. The power of His Word. His words, the Bible says, are spirit and they are life. The Bible talks about how it's our shield and it's our buckler. It's that body armor that we have. The power of the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We never need to be afraid because we have the truth of the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Is it dark? Then thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Is there an arrow coming at you? Isaiah 55:17. There's no weapon formed against thee will prosper. No need to fall. No, use the sword. Use the sword. When you have unknowing attacks, listen, then the Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Bible says all things are naked and open unto him with whom we have to do. The Bible talks here in Psalm 91 about the destruction that wasteth at noonday. That means the heat of the sun and the heat of the battle, getting wearisome and getting tired. And he says a thousand will fall and 10,000, but you won't fall. Why? You're using the Word of God. You're depending on the Word of God. Every time Jesus was attacked by Satan, he answered with the words, "It is written." He used the written Word of God. My friend, isn't that for our admonition? Isn't that for our learning? So that when we're attacked, we'll use the Word of God? If Jesus got the victory over the devil with Scripture, shouldn't we? Verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. I'll see it with my eyes in the Bible. I'll see it one day at the great white throne judgment where the unbelievers are judged. Oh, the power of the Word of God. Hey, there's no success without the Word of God. The one-time success is mentioned in the Bible is given to Joshua when he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Success? Why? Knowing the Word of God, obeying the Word of God, meditating in the Word of God. Life. Life is living in the presence of God. Life is all about the secret place. Life is knowing the power of the Word of God, the power of the Bible. Number three, life is a personal blessing from God. That we read in verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge of thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He will call unto me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a God. What a Savior. Notice, it's a personal blessing from God because, first of all, protection. There'll be no evil befall thee. God'll take the evil and work it for my good. Doesn't matter what it is. Joseph, Job, doesn't matter. He'll work it together for good. What about a blessed life? Yeah, because of protection, but also because of victory. It says, we'll tread on that lion and the adder, the serpent and the dragon. We are the true lion kings, my friend. We'll trample them under our feet. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us so. We have power to overcome anything that would hurt us or anything that would hinder us. from living for God, protection, victory. I'm blessed because of deliverance. Deliverance. He delivers those who set their love on Him. He delivers and honors those who set their affection, our focus, our heart upon God. Protection, victory, deliverance. But He comforts us in trouble. He comforts us in trouble. It says in verse 15 that I will be with Him in trouble. He didn't say, we'll never have trouble, my friend. But He says, I'm with you in trouble. Hey, I'd rather be with Him in trouble than without Him on the throne. On without any trouble. Daniel, Elijah. There's times you understand that we have to realize our times are in His hands. But whenever we're in trouble, He is with us. He was with Daniel in the lion's den. He was with Elijah on Mount Carmel. The psalmist would say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. He is with us. I'm blessed because of protection, victory, deliverance, comfort, answered prayer. He will call unto me and I will answer Him. I'm not interested in just saying prayers, my friend. I'm interested in praying and having God answer prayer. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And to him that seeketh he shall find. And him that knocketh it shall be opened unto him. My friend, praying is one thing. Receiving is something as well. Answers to prayer. God doesn't just hear prayer. God answers prayer. Verse 16. Another blessing from God. Length of days. Length of days. Psalm 90 speaks about how we spend our years as a tale that is told 70. Only one life, so soon it will pass. And boy, we know that's true. The Bible said life's but a vapor, appears for a little time and vanishes away. But here He's saying, I'll give you a long and a satisfying life. A life where you're satisfied with living. Length of days. You'll fit more in the day than what anybody ever thought you could. Length of days. And then salvation. He says, and show Him my salvation. He'll show us His salvation. Oh, I know I have salvation now, but I'm going to see my salvation one day. Why? Because I'll see Jesus. And I'll see. Just like Simeon, when he held the Jesus in his arms, he says, now let thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. One day I'll see that. Well, here's your psalm of life. Live in the presence of God, the secret place. Know the Word of God, the Scriptures, and receive personal blessings from God. That's the satisfaction. It's the satisfying life. Oh, my friend, what a great psalm of life that is. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Hey, let's live Psalm 91 today, shall we? Let's finish out 2022 well, and then let's live the life God intended us to live in 2023. Living in His presence, knowing His Word, and receiving personal blessing from God. Have a great Thursday, everybody. I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And Lord willing, tomorrow, let's see. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about happiness is a decision. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.